So I'm sat in the car outside Morrison's while Rachel goes in to buy some wine. In the car with Sunny. And I don't know how to frame this because it sounds so flaky and it's unlike me, really. About the blog post I wrote earlier about evil. You know, not Vincent Price evil. Atrocity evil. And it really, over the last week, I just dwelled on things so much that I started to get a little bit worried. And I felt very sad. And it started with me watching a kind of film stroke documentary about the Manson family. And I knew the story of that bunch of reprobates, but, you know, the way it was dramatized and the sickening coldness of it, you know, really seeped into my being that night. And I started really going down this path of reading about things like the Khmer Rouge, the killing fields, the Holocaust, various serial killers, basically an entire litany of data about the horrific things that human beings are capable of doing. And I couldn't shake it. I could not shake it. In the middle of the night, I was desperately thinking about what it means for us as a race, what this component of our makeup as a species means, to the point where I thought, is there any hope for the human race? And at that point, I thought, come on, get a grip. But I could not. And I was beginning to feel lost. And then it all kind of, like a huge elastic band, snapped in my head. Because for the first time, you know, I've written, I think, 1, 2, 3 books. Novellas, books, you know, about various things. Generally just dribble, as far as I can see now. But some gems in there, but very incoherent, not very disciplined, no real story. And I decided I was going to plan a series of books steeped in the kind of pulp tradition and comic book tradition and horror and science fiction or whatever, but driven by some underpinning story. And obviously the most, you know, well-known story of all is the fight between good and evil. But I didn't realize that I'd put that on the back burner, and my brain must have been doing some kind of deep churning activity, because as soon as it came to the surface, this huge well of darkness and depravity that I had felt lost in suddenly just sealed itself, and it was like, that's what the book's about. But not just the fight against evil, the sheer depths of evil, you know, which is obviously a thing that we tend to recoil from and shut out for good reason, because otherwise it would drive you mad, like I was starting to feel. But I can't shy away from it, because on the flip side, it will be driven by a passion for love for people and the value we create as a race and the great shit we're capable of, without shying away from the dark side. So that's what's going to be at the bottom of it. On the surface, all kinds of shizzle going on, but with some discipline, with story, with power. And ideas, hopefully. So, yeah, it's all good. It wasn't really a dark night of the soul in terms of I had to struggle to get out of it. It was like almost like my brain going, right, you asked for it, man. You want to write something real? This is what you're going to have to deal with. And it was almost like bench pressing the mind. So I feel good about it, you know? It definitely makes you stronger if you can look at those things and contain them or explore them without becoming entangled, you know. So we'll see. More to come.